Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? We're back. Back in the building. They let us back in.
we're mad, us two.
They shouldn't be letting us in the building.
No way. We wrecked the gaff.
I'm going to punch a wall. This lovely studio needs to be destroyed a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. There needs to be some chunks taken off.
There definitely needs at least one or two holes in the walls.
Yeah, it's
just from being angry.
Too clean.
Can we just like make it a little bit dirty? Do you have a packet of Crips around that you can burst open?
Yeah. A chocolate bar? Will I sit in a chocolate bar?
Yeah, would that make yourself dirty then as well?
That's okay. Well, commitment.
Well, lick it off.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Don't ever say that again, Darren. Right, this is the bonus episode where we answer your questions, of course. What else do we do? And we've no producer today. Well, we do, but she won't talk to us. It's Siobhan. She loves talking bollocks. She loves talking bollocks too much to talk on Stala. Can we even get a hello? They can hear you through mine.
She doesn't have a mic.
Can I get a hell yeah?
That's a no. That's a hard no. She'd do it for talking bollocks though.
If Calvin asked Siobhan to do a hell yeah, she'd do a hell yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, probably give me a hell yeah.
Siobhan would be smashing cans together and drinking them in the corner of the room going, hell yeah, brother.
On the belly gown.
Turned into Hulk Hogan.
Or the Deep River Rock. It's all the same, isn't it? Okay, here we go. This is from Glenn, the bus driver.
Oh.
Your arch enemy.
A star of the show.
He was at the show.
The live show, yeah.
He gave a hell yeah. Remember we were asking everyone to do hell yeahs and he gave us a hell yeah?
I don't remember that.
That didn't happen.
I was like, oh, it must have been very drunk.
Now, lots of compliments in this one. Oh, so shit. Be prepared. I know you don't like that. But here we go. Lads, take a fucking bow. What now, like? Will we do a bow?
Now.
There you go. That show was honestly sensational. Honestly, my belly and cheeks were hurting from laughing that much. I was with the missus, who's not a listener, and she even had a great time. Hats off to all of yous. I love how in Joe's, in true Joe fashion, when he was finished doing his wheelie, if you can call it that, he just dumped the bike in the middle of the stage. Thanks for a little night, lads. Glenn, the bus driver.
That's how it goes, isn't it?
He just dumped things on the stage, just let them go. When you're finished, like that, like the Lidl cube, when you're done with it, you just let it go.
It's got to go.
Got to go.
Yeah, shout out to Glenn, who was there. Glenn was there, on the chin. Yeah. We gave him a bit. Well, I gave him a little bit of stick. The bus driver.
He had no microphone to respond though. I'd say he would have.
Just give us a flash of his.
Took him a while to put his hand up, didn't it?
Yeah.
It feel like he was a
bit shy.
Bit shy, yeah. Didn't want the spotlight on him.
Well, in fairness, scary.
I can't wait till I bump into Glenn, the bus driver, and have a big chat with him.
Yeah. Keep getting the buses. He'll be driving one of them.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the show. We got lots of compliments after.
Did you?
Like just different people, even messages and all. They would say it was good though, wouldn't they? They are family. They're there to say that. Like, and Glenn is practically family as well now.
He's part of the Stala family.
So he would. I'd say there's a few out there that hated it. I've seen a few leaving actually.
Right, I have another one. That wasn't necessarily a question, was it? Just kind of lads take a fucking bow.
Yeah, nice one. Nice one for the feedback.
Yeah, and thanks for coming, Glenn.
Appreciate you.
Here's another one.
A long one.
Hey, lads. Firstly, the live show was great crack, as always.
Oh, stop.
They get better and better. If you say so. I want to apologise, as I was the guy that shouted, "Your spice bags are shy."
I remember that.
I was wondering them. Yeah. I was wondering who that was. I actually really liked them, to be honest. But I was trying to banter, but it didn't land well.
Nothing worse.
Swing and a miss. And it didn't bother me. The worst part was that Owen chastised me by saying the spice bags are nice and looked at me in such a disappointing way. It was like your favourite teacher giving out to you. I felt so bad. I'm sorry to have let you down, Owen. He's not here, but I'm sure he appreciates the apology. I do have a question. Well, actually, more of a role play scenario. Joe was playing Jumanji with Louis Walsh. Stop saying my fucking name. That's in the email. And Darren from Finglas escaped the game after being stuck for 26 years. Darren from Finglas is scared because he's being hunted by Van Pelt Walken.
Which is your man, is it?
I guess it's like Stephen Walken, is it? Unless his name is actually
Christopher Walken. Van Pelt Walken is your man on the horse that's chasing him down with the rifle, isn't it?
Is he? He's the hunter, like.
Don't know if he means Christopher Walken, though. But maybe his name is Van Pelt. Different last name.
But anyway, Van Pelt Walken, who was following him every step of the way. Darren from Finglas also discovers buzz balls for the first time. Thanks, Dean. So what's so I'm playing...
You're playing Jumanji. And I come out of the game as Darren from Finglas.
Oh, fuck. That's not what happens, is it? You go into Jumanji. You don't come out of Jumanji.
No, he comes out with Jumanji after being stuck in Jumanji, remember? The board game. Alan, it's me, Alan. How else is he there? You have to come out of the game at some point.
But that's because he was stuck in the game. He got sucked into it until somebody else started playing it.
And then he came out.
And then he came out.
But he brought all the animals with him. And Van Pelton fella.
Fucking
Van Pelton fella was pelting it around after him.
So Darren from Finglas, who's stuck in Jumanji for 26 years. And me and Louis Walsh. Why am I playing with fucking Louis Walsh? This fella is a high. This fella.
You must have enjoyed the show a little too much.
Yeah, I know what spice bags you're fucking... Anyway.
I wonder, was he thinking of this scenario while he was sitting down at the live show, saying, I'm going to send that into them.
This is going to be fucking great. They never read out my question. This is what I would have said.
Right, so you're playing the game.
Right. Oh, Louis, I don't know if we should be playing together. Do you not have bands to
Stop saying my name.
Oh, sorry, Louis. I'm
Stop saying my fucking name.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Quiet.
Just roll the dice, Louis. Roll the dice. And then he rolls it. And he lands...
On the Darren for Finglas. On the little globe thingy. Oh! What's up and all? Is that Louis Walsh or Pop Idol?
Stop saying my fucking name.
Pop Idol, I'm after being stuck in here for 26 years. Where am I?
Where's Boyzone?
The Louis Walsh fella, Pop Idol. Boyzone and all. Yup. Who's sitting around is this?
This is a mansion.
This is some gaff. Who owns this? What's your name?
Joe McGuckin.
What do you do?
Podcasts.
Your man Van Pelton's at the being chased me. Did you see him anywhere? Oh, sketch. Fuck.
Van Pelton? Who's Van Pelton?
Van Pelt walking, fella.
He'd be bleeding Van Pelton up the road.
Yeah, well, come here, listen. You. I'm at the being in there for 26 years, just climbing trees and all. And I was just, I'm at that, what's that on the table there?
What?
Look at what, buzz ball.
Little buzz ball?
What's up with that?
I don't know, if you've never drank it before. If you haven't drank in 26 years, Darren from Finglas.
I'm going to snap. I'm actually going to snap.
Oh, he's off the walls now.
Whose gaff is this?
This is the, what's it, March? Marsh?
Shut up, Louis. Sorry. Shut your mouth, Louis.
This is my house.
It's not your gaff. You live in... A mansion gaff thing.
This is a mansion. This is my mansion.
You're the Pop Idol fella.
This is my mansion. Jedward, get back in the sitting room.
I might just bounce back into this game because you was our fucking ages, the two of us.
And he legs it back into the game.
And he goes back into the game.
Van Pelton's like, where's he at the fucking ground?
Then Val Pelton comes out and he's like, you know.
Where is Darren from Finglas? He's gone back into the game and it's not Jumanji, it's St. Dan's. He just up in St. Dan's every time.
What would you do if I went back in and then a big elephant was in your sitting room?
I say, that's mad, isn't it? There's a big...
Or you rolled the dice and it was like a stampede of elephants. And they're just running around Kulak. And I was on top of one of them going, yup!
Darren,
yeah.
Darren from Finglas or Darren you?
Slapping the arse off them. Yup!
Big bamboo stick.
Right, enough of that fucking bollocks.
Lunatics.
I have one here, right? What's happening, Darren, Joe, and whoever is sitting behind the wheel today? they're well clued in. Tell Darren, stop hitting off the mic. Very unprofessional. You should make him stand up for the entire episode as punishment, holding the mic like a stand-up comedian. Love the pod. Other than that, pure sound regards from Limerick City, from Walsh Unit. I know you. Host of the Unit podcast. See you at the awards next year. Give me a chance. We just get rid of where I plug his podcast, yeah? We just take that bit out. We don't need any promotion for our podcast outside of Go Loud, yeah? If you want to listen to a real podcast, listen to Staller, the one you're listening to, not the Yuna podcast. Yup. I was actually going to be sound to you, but you fucking threw me under the bus, and I'm not holding the mic, I just keep hitting off. I keep touching the end of it, the little dial on it, the little... there we go.
Oh, it's gone now.
The floppy mic. But yeah,
Now, you need to sit on your hands and put your hands in your pockets or something. Were you very fidgety in school?
Yes.
Were you?
Yeah.
Fiddling around with you. Sit still, Conway.
The DJ used to always say to me, stop playing with that microphone. I'd be like, sorry, I just put the microphone in my bag.
Born with a mic in your hand.
But
standing up with a microphone.
The Walshy fella, do you know him?
I recognise his tag.
He started a podcast. He started a podcast recently.
All right, okay.
So go on. Listen to it if you want.
Oh.
But it's very uncomfortable standing up with a microphone, but I understand what you're talking about. Like, do you ever see podcasts where people are holding the mic?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, it's annoying. You can hear the crackling and all of it. So if I'm
listening, I just want to clarify that I'm not doing that.
Well, not anymore.
I've stopped now since you mentioned that Walt Tuna.
Fucking Walt Tuna has a podcast for one day and he's telling you how to run the show.
At the awards and all. You'd be lucky, pal. We don't be at them either. You'd be lucky to get onto that fucking roster. If we're not on it, you're not on it, pal. But if we are, I'll see you there.
Well, you're at the live show, Walt Tuna. Can't respond now, but respond via email.
Yeah, let us know. That's Limerick City, Yort.
Nice.
What have we got?
I have another one here for you, right? How is it going, lads? Loved the podcast, and as a dub that emigrated to the six counties a few years back, it makes me feel even prouder to be from Dublin when I hear the Dublin brogue on the airwaves or whatever it is they call it now. The internet, I think is what they call it now.
They do.
I was doing the old weekly shopping with the missus. I love that he talks like Roddy Doyle. I was doing the old weekly shopping with the missus last week and was shocked to see that you can get baked beans with Ballymaloe relish.
Can I stop you there?
You can.
They put Ballymaloe relish onto everything.
It's too much.
There's like something then, like the crisps.
Crisps?
Ballymaloe relish crisps. Ballymaloe relish beans. Ballymaloe relish cheese, ham, chicken. Fuck off.
You don't like the relish?
I do like it.
But relish in general? Or?
I love relish.
Okay. And what's your problem?
There's only so much Ballymaloe relish that can go onto things, is what I'm trying to say.
It's true, that. So, it's in the baked beans. Instantly thought of you guys and hoped you could help me understand what is wrong with the world. I've included a picture of the culprits for evidential purposes. Is Michel Lamas, Mark O'Noonan, residing in Armagh and formerly of Ballygall Road
East?
That's Finglas.
My own turf.
That's rough, isn't it? That's the rough part.
Ballygall Road East is a nice road.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Posh, kind of posh like.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Why would you emigrate then? Why would you leave? Probably
had a few quid. Didn't know what to do with his money, so he said he'd get out of here.
Now, he's had to send in the photograph, but the price is in euros. So I don't know if I believe this, man.
190. I do believe that.
But it's in euros.
Do you know what? I don't really like beans, but the fact that there's Ballymaloe relish on it kind of makes me want to try them.
Oh, it'd be too sweet. Beans in general.
Jammy. Kind of jammy, like.
A little bit of a jammy fucking nasty.
What are you going to do next, old Ballymaloe, huh?
Oh, geez, I was sorry, I skipped ahead there. There was a couple more other bits and pieces.
Do you want me to read them out?
Well,
because they're about you, they're slagging you.
Well, what do you think is wrong with the world? Instantly thought you guys and hoped you could help me understand. What is wrong with the world?
Okay, alright. What is wrong with the world?
It's gone mad. We've run out of ideas. That's what's happened right there.
And now with that new AI taking over, the new AI, what's it called? Something 2.
Seedance
2.0. Seedance 2.0. We're dead in the water, pal.
Ah, you wouldn't know what to believe.
We are dead in the water.
We're fucked.
That's it now. Good while it lasted.
Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. We've seen the whole cycle of the internet destroyed and finished. we were there for when it was born and we were there for when it ended.
Ah, you can fear that or you can embrace it, darling.
Can't embrace it.
What's AI got to do with Ballymaloe bleeding baked beans anyway?
I just thought it might be an AI image.
Oh, you think that's AI?
We wouldn't know anymore.
Bachelor's beans. It's a weird collaboration, isn't it? Bachelor's and Ballymaloe.
Surprised you didn't get an email with a press drop.
For this.
Four cans of Bachelor's beans, Ballymaloe relish and a little hat or something.
No, do you know what? That sounds like
little hat saying Ballymaloe relish beans.
Pair of socks.
Socks with beans on them.
There's an agency out there. How can we really, really promote this thing? A pair of socks. Great.
And when you open it, it goes, beans. Yeah. We love beans. And you're just in the kitchen dancing with your board. Your wife.
Because you're married.
Because I'm married now, yeah.
You're taking aftermarket.
Amy, look at this PR package I'm getting. What's wrong, babe? You didn't even eat your bachelor's beans, Ballymaloe relish flavour. Look, open it. Beans. Yeah. Do you want to do a dance? Beans.
Oh, beans, great. I love beans. Babe, wait. They're not just any beans.
It's not just one can. It's four cans of Ballymaloe relish
beans. Ballymaloe relish flavoured beans.
And look at these little cute socks we got as well. The little beans on them with little driplets of droplets of little Ballymaloe relish flavour coming off of, babe. They're like, what do you think of them, babe?
Them socks have beans on them. Oh, no, they just got a bit messy there,
what
babe.
What do you think, babe? Put them on. Try them on. Yeah, no, they're nice, aren't they?
Little soggy, wet fucking socks. Red sauce.
And a little bun bag for festival season. Little Ballymaloe relish bean bun bag thing. Put all your passport in it and all and your vape.
It's like, you know what it is? You know when you have a fry and then some people stick their relish on the side? It just got mixed into the beans by accident, I think. Yeah. I think. And he went, brilliant. That's a great idea. I was in America and somebody... There's a Guinness factory in Washington, D.C., and that's where they make that Guinness for America. That's the shit Guinness that they drink over there. And somebody that I knew from over there, I was going to interview him, but somebody that I knew over there had an idea because he's from Ireland and he goes, tea-flavoured Guinness. So it's like Guinness that you cook tea in.
What the whacking off the mic.
So the tea bag's infused into the Guinness. And he said this to someone that worked in marketing in Guinness, and he went behind his back.
And made
this can of Guinness that had tea infused into it. Now, I tried it, and it was utterly disgusting. It was horrible. There's a reason why it hasn't already been done. But they do loads of that. They do loads of little blends of Guinness over in America.
I didn't know that.
And that's what this is like. It's just kind of, we're all out of ideas. Let's just mix all that stuff in.
Mm.
Anyway, sorry, we spent a lot of time on Ballymaloe and beans.
That's all right. Great content. These are two attached Spotify comments, one from Ben452, and it says, I have a story about Joe. Was on the way home from work one day, met Joe at a Circle K garage at Charlestown. That's where I am. Sure it wasn't me. Pulled up beside him and said hello. Showed him I was listening to the podcast and said I was a fan. He looked at me and got in his banger of a car and drove off. Prick. Love, Darren.
What the fuck? That never happened.
No?
That never happened.
Why would you be in Circle K, Charlestown?
That's what weird is.
There's no Circle K in Charlestown. Oh, it's on the North Road, on the long route there, before the motorway. Do you know that one, the long where the Lidl is?
I mean, what sort of dickhead would I have to be to just ignore somebody listening to the podcast and then get in my car and drive off?
Right, I'm him, right?
Come on.
What's the story, Joe? All right, look, what's the odds? Look, I'm listening to the podcast, look.
Oh. Fuck you.
Prick. Love.
Fuck you.
Love, darling. Is that how it went? I don't think you were like that.
Yeah, it feels familiar, all right.
I think you always give time to people to say hello. Don't you, Joe?
If they were listening to the podcast, I'd probably get a little fry. And maybe I felt threatened and I drove off. No, yeah. That never happened. That never fucking happened.
I don't believe it. I have another one. From Kev Cald. Cald. Kev Cald.
Cald.
All one word. Kev Cald. Unusual name.
Yeah.
I'd have always associated Ballyart with Ballyferma and the Mun with Ballymun. I played a football match in Malahide years ago and the lads on the other team shouted, "Come on, Ballyart," with posh accents. Is that a thing? Never heard of that before, but made me laugh. Like Malahide Ballyart.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, Ballyart.
Come on, Ballyart.
Let's go, Ballyart.
Put your back into it. Just give it everything you have, Ballyart.
Go on, Cormac. Go on, Ballyart.
I didn't even know Malahide had a football team. Played lacrosse and tennis.
And Quidditch.
Yeah, they definitely play Quidditch.
But that's from another episode that we talked about you calling Ballyferma Ballyart. Oh no, sorry, the Mun Ballyart.
Well, I just didn't know which one was Ballyart. I'm from Ballyart. Is that Ballymun or Ballyferma?
The Mun is Ballymun. The Mun.
And what about Ballybock?
The Bocca.
The Bocca?
The Bocca. The buzz in the Bocca.
The Knickerbocca. Glory.
The boot in the Bocca, eh? And come on, Ballyart with posh accents. Yeah, that is funny.
More Ballyart.
They get ahead of themselves sometimes, don't they?
Oh, they lose the wrong.
You can't do what we do. You can't be doing that.
Stop trying to. And they try to. That's what happens, like, you know what I mean? Southsiders and yuppies, they try fucking... It's cultural appropriation is what it is.
Yeah, don't touch that.
Don't come near us. That's their thing. Don't come near us. Don't be trying to take that shit.
That's called punching down.
We are below you and you can't come here. You're not allowed.
Don't punch down at the football match. Embrace your own culture.
Come on, Ballyart.
Ballyart.
Come on, the Mallers. Give them a Malahiding.
Are we not doing the exact same now?
No, because you're punching up there, yuppie.
I can punch up, can you?
You punch up, you can't punch down. You can punch anywhere. Throw hooks left, right and centre.
I'm punching. Fuck them. I'm punching in general.
Oh, you're blading, swinging for the...
I put up a Valentine's post for Amy and I had to turn the comments off.
Oh, why would you do that? That's silly.
Punching above your weight, someone said.
That's a compliment.
No, he slagged me saying that she's too nice for me and I'm fat.
It's not punching above your weight. It's just like punching above your class.
No, he's saying that I'm above me weight. That my cholesterol's through the roof and that me ma is nicer than me.
I don't think he's commenting on your cholesterol.
Me ma, I never say that. Me ma, and me ma is nicer than me.
Me squeeze.
Me own yoke.
Me board.
The missus.
Me ball and chain.
Don't know anymore.
My wife.
As Borat once said, this is my wife.
But it's good to be back in the studio and not stressing about doing a live show. It's sad that it's over, but it's great that it happened.
Yeah.
And thank you to everyone that bought tickets and came along and had a good night with us.
Yeah, and the people that didn't, you missed out.
You missed out. You had your chance. People text me saying, oh, when's the next one? Look deadly.
Mm.
You should have came to this one. Don't be worrying about it.
There might be one next year.
Well, you never know. You never know. Who knows what's around the corner? More it'll go mad.
Yeah, we'll probably hold off for another year.
Never, Joe.
Do you know how much stress this brings me, Joe?
I know. God love her. We'll talk about it in the main.
Yeah. We'll leave it there anyway. Shout out to Walt Shuna on his podcast.
Oosh. Shuna. Shuna.
Oosh. Did you say oosh?
I did say oosh, but I didn't mean to. I didn't. Not in the company, that company.
We're giving away 5 houses this week. Oosh. Many is it? 5.
How many houses are you giving away? How many cars are you giving away?
36 cars. Jesus. One raffle. One owner. 36 cars. Oosh.
Right, come on.
I bet you won't though.
This is going out Tuesday. We'll see us tomorrow. We'll talk to us tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry about this. Is late actually as well, by the way. Peace out.
Yeah. Saz.